Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll talk about prosody. P-R-O-S-O-D-Y. Prosody. So what is prosody? Broadly speaking, prosody is the study or science of versification. Okay, versification and every aspect of it. So it can include meter, rhythm, rhyme, stanza. All of this is included in prosody. And prosody is important for understanding and producing natural and expressive speech and poetry. Okay, because this is what poetry is, na? Rhythm, rhyme, meter, na? Stanzaic forms. And along with this, prosody also helps in analyzing and appreciating the aesthetic and emotional effects of language. So as I said, meter is also studied in prosody. Meter kise kehte hain? Broadly speaking, it refers to the regular pattern of stressed and unstressed syllables in a line of poetry. Okay, this is a good starting point to understand what is meter. A regular pattern of stressed and unstressed syllables in a line of poetry. And meter can be classified in different types, right? Iambic hota hai, then trochaic, anapestic, and so on. After that, meter can also vary in the number of feet per line, right? Because there is something called monometer, dimeter, trimeter, tetrameter, pentameter. Sunai hoga aapne? Iambic pentameter, right? Now, after meter, what is the next important thing in prosody? Rhyme. What is rhyme? Repetition of similar or identical sounds at the end of words or lines in poetry. Okay? Repetition. Repetition of similar or identical sounds. Use kehte hain rhyme. And if there is rhyme, it is likely that there will also be a rhyming pattern or rhyming scheme. And different stanzas have different rhyming schemes. For example, a couplet has a different rhyming scheme. Villanil, which is also a form of poetry, that has a different rhyming scheme. Sonnet has a different rhyming scheme. Hai na? Now the next thing in prosody is alliteration. Okay, alliteration. So what I'll do is I'll just point out the most important aspects. Okay, of course, in prosody, since this it is a science of versification. Okay, so you can go on studying many things, but I will point out the most important aspects which you should definitely know about. Okay. After meter, rhyme, the next important thing is alliteration. Alliteration kya hota hai? Alliteration basically is repetition of the same or similar consonant sounds. Okay, similar consonant sounds at the beginning of words or syllables in a line of poetry. And what does alliteration do? It creates a musical or rhythmic effect. Okay, so it adds to the rhythm. And as I said in the beginning, that rhythm is also a part of prosody. Okay, now after that, consonants. Consonants kya hota hai? C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. Consonants. Even in consonants, there is the repetition of same or similar sounds, but of consonant sounds. Okay? Consonant words, right? Uske baad ek aur cheez hoti hai called assonance. Okay? A-S-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. Assonance. What is assonance? Assonance is the repetition of same or similar vowel sounds in words or syllables in a line of poetry. Okay? So what is the difference between alliteration, consonants and assonance? See, I told you about alliteration. Now, consonants kya hota hai? Repetition of consonant sounds. Assonance kya hota hai? Repetition of vowel sounds. But if you remember, alliteration was also the repetition of consonant sounds. Consonants mein bhi repetition of consonant sounds hai. Toh dono mein difference kya hai? Alliteration aur consonants mein. See, in alliteration, the consonant sounds are repeated in two or more words in a sentence that are located next to each other. Okay? Located close by. Whereas in consonants, the repeating sound of consonants can occur anywhere in a word. Anywhere. Now, don't get confused. Aap broadly ye samajh lo that whether it be alliteration, whether it be consonants, whether it be assonance, it just refers to the repetition of similar sounds. Theek hai? Assonance mein vowels hote hain. Alliteration aur consonants mein consonants hote hain. But dono mein alliteration aur consonants mein fark ye hai that in alliteration it is close by. For example, the phrase she sells seashells. Theek hai? She sells seashells. This is a good example of alliteration. A good example of consonants in a sentence is, quote, traffic figures on July 4th to be tough. Okay? Traffic figures on July 4th to be tough. Basically, July 4th is the Independence Day celebrated in America. Okay? So, just as we have in India that 15th of August is Independence Day, so traffic kam jada ho sakti hai. Ya let's say kisi festival mein jada traffic ho sakti hai. So that is what this sentence is referring to. Traffic figures on July 4th to be tough. Now this is an example of अ सेंटेंस विच हैज कॉन्सोनेंस इन इट, इसमें अलिटरेशन नहीं है. ओके, सो आफ्टर अलिटरेशन एसोनेंस एंड कॉन्सोनेंस नेक्स्ट कम्स ओनोमटोपिया. नाउ व्हाट इज ओनोमटोपिया? ओनोमटोपिया इज बेसिकली द यूज ऑफ वर्ड्स दैट इमिटेट और रिजेंबल द साउंड्स दे डिस्क्राइब और रिप्रेजेंट इन रियल लाइफ. नाउ सच वर्ड्स, लेट्स से ओनोमटोपियक वर्ड्स आर वेरी फ्यू इन नेचर. नाउ गुड एग्जाम्पल ऑफ ओनोमटोपिया कैन बी द साउंड म्याऊ, MEOW. ठीक है, बिल्ली जैसे कि म्याऊ करती है. सो द स्पेलिंग इज ऑल्सो MEOW. सो लिटरली प्रोनाउंस भी म्याऊ ही करते हैं एंड बिल्ली भी म्याऊ ही करती है. सो द वर्ड रिजेंबल्स द रियल साउंड इन नेचर और रियल लाइफ. दिस इज वॉट अ ओनोमटोपिया इज. But as I said that such words are very few in nature. So these are some of the main elements of prosody that can be found in poetry. But of course, as I said that it is an entire science of versification. So in versification, you can also go on to include punctuation, capitalization, line breaks, stanza breaks, enjambment, caesura, tone, mood. ये सारे के सारे प्रसोडी में इंक्लूड किए जा सकते हैं. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, जस्ट रिमेंबर द मेन एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ प्रसोडी. व्हाई डू वी स्टडी प्रसोडी? टू एनालाइज एंड अप्रिशिएट एस्थेटिक एंड इमोशनल इफेक्ट्स ऑफ लैंग्वेज. ठीक है, दैट्स व्हाई प्रसोडी इज स्टडी. ठीक है, एंड लेट मी एंड बाय पॉइंटिंग आउट वन मोर थिंग. इट इज कॉल्ड स्कैंशन. ठीक है, SCANSION. स्कैंशन. स्कैंशन क्या होता है? स्कैंशन बेसिकली इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ analyzing the rhythm and meter of a line of poetry or a line of verse by marking the stressed and unstressed syllables. So dividing the line into feet, after that identifying the metrical pattern. Okay, so that is what scansion is. And you should remember that stressed syllable ko kaise indicate karte hain? Symbolically with a forward slash. Through a forward slash we indicate stressed syllables, and through a U letter jo hai, through a U, a unstressed syllable is indicated. Sometimes we also use a X to indicate unstressed syllables, but normally it is forward slash for a stressed syllable and U for a U letter for a unstressed syllable. Okay? So these two are the symbols with which we indicate stressed and unstressed syllables.